This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Lawmakers managing the impeachment case against President Donald Trump have filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. In the 111-page document, the lawmakers summarized arguments made during weeks of testimony late last year during the House impeachment investigation. They also called for Trump's removal from office in order to safeguard the integrity of the 2020 U.S. general election, as well as the American system of government. The president's legal team responded sharply, rejecting the House's impeachment, calling the charges against Trump a dangerous attack on Americans and their right to vote. Trump's impeachment trial starts Tuesday in the Senate. Thousands gathered in cities across the United States Saturday as part of the nationwide Women's March. Rallies focused on issues such as climate change, pay equity, reproductive rights, and immigration. The fourth annual marches were aimed to harness the political power of women, although the crowds were noticeably smaller than in previous years. The first marches in 2017 drew hundreds of thousands to rallies on the day after President Trump was inaugurated. Iran-aligned Houthis attacked a military training camp in the Yemeni city of Marib on Saturday, killing 60 military personnel and wounding of dozens of others. Al-Akhbariya Television, a Saudi affiliate, quoted sources as saying the attack was carried out with ballistic missiles and drones. A proxy war has been playing out in Yemen between Iran and Saudi Arabia. A Saudi-led coalition intervened in 2015, backing government forces against the Iran-aligned Houthis. This